everyone! I'm your host, Uncle Coco, and welcome to one of the funniest and entertaining podcasts made for kids. Today, I will be joined by Owen.
Hi!
And Climber.
Hey!
We are gonna go birding today with Caleb from the Better Birders YouTube channel. What are we gonna be doing today, Caleb?
We're gonna see all the cool birds that call Coco Land home.
Well, that sounds great!
First, we need to learn how to identify birds. Each bird species has their own set of field marks, something that is unique to that species. A field mark could be the shape of its beak or the feathers on its head. As birders, we use field marks to tell us what species we're looking at.
That sounds a little complicated. How do you remember what every bird in Coco Land looks like?
Don't worry, I'll point out the different species we see today and show you how to identify it.
Great! Where do we go first?
The National Park!
Great idea. National parks usually have a lot of birds.
Alright, well, let's go. To Matsuri National Park. Everybody in the car!
Alright!
Let's see, do I have enough seats in my car? Yep, I got plenty.
Plenty, plenty, Donnie, Donnie.
Should we take my car or should we take the limo?
Your car.
My car? Okay.
It's fancy.
Well, the limo is too.
Your car.
All right. Let's drive over. Everybody make sure you're in your seat belts. Safety first. Okay, here we go.
Sign.
Oh, there's the sign.
Park.
That's what we were looking for. All right, here we are at the National Park. Welcome to the National Park, Caleb. Okay, let's hike the trail.
What trail?
The one that goes up to the top, and we can see the pond along the way.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like good.
There's the trail.
Good spots. First, we can look at me for an owl.
Oh, you are an owl. All right, we got one species for the day. Let's hike.
Hike, double hike.
I think I heard a bird.
Looks like a banana quit.
A what?
A banana quit.
A banana quit? Did it quit bananas?
No, it likes to eat bananas.
Well, then why is it called a banana quit?
Because that's what someone named it.
Oh.
Okay,
I would have named it a banana eater.
Sounds good to me.
Well, since you're in Coco Land, you could give it its own name.
Ooh.
Banana eater.
That's a banana eater. Second species of the day.
You see that white crowned pigeon up there in that tree?
I didn't know there were different kinds of pigeons. I just call them all pigeons.
You can tell it's a white crowned pigeon because of its white crown. That's a great field mark to go off of.
That makes a lot of sense. Wow.
It has that white crown. Is it a king?
No, it's a pigeon.
Is it the pigeon of a palace?
I
think it just has a nest.
I don't think pigeons have monarchies.
I think it just has
a
nest.
But if it is, he would be the king because he has his white crown.
Well, I guess if pigeons did have monarchies, he would be the king. But I don't think they do.
Yeah, they have.
See any other birds around here, anybody?
Right there.
Ooh, bird.
Bird.
I don't know what kind that is.
That's a yellow-throated vireo.
Yellow-throated
It has a yellow
vireo.
Throat.
Oh, well, that's a pretty cool bird.
Very cool bird.
Man, birding's easy. There's birds all over this place.
Who knew?
Oh, I see another.
That's a common nighthawk flying around.
Whoa. If it's a nighthawk, why isn't it out in the middle of the day?
They often fly around at night, too.
Where'd it go?
Bugs.
Where'd it go?
I don't see it.
It just landed somewhere and it's gone.
I don't see it anymore. I don't know. Did it turn invisible? We have birds that turn invisible here.
It's actually just perched on that tree right there. It's got good camouflage, which makes it hard to see.
I do see it. Well, it looks like a stick.
Yeah, a stick that can fly.
A flying stick.
Oh, there it goes.
Well, there it goes, yeah.
A stick that's flying.
Well, let's keep hiking and see if we see anything.
See anything? I see trees.
Oh, a bird.
That's a golden-winged warbler. They have a very distinctive buzzy sound, which helps you recognize them when they're high up in trees.
Yeah,
buzz. I'm a golden-winged warbler. Buzz.
Golden-winged
warblers, too, because they buzz.
Well, not all buzzing things are golden-winged warblers.
But bees are not birds.
Correct.
Yeah. They have wings, though. Yeah.
Doesn't make them a bird, though.
Yeah. Right.
Nope.
All birds have feathers. Bees don't have feathers.
They have...
A bee with feathers fur? Would be funny looking.
funny looking.
Okay, oh, anybody
this one,
else?
This one, this one.
Oh, a bird!
That's a red-legged thrush.
Red legs!
They like to stay low in the brush where they find worms and other bugs to eat.
Gross! I don't like to eat worms.
Well, I'd much rather have fried pickles, but birds like worms.
Yeah, they do. I'm a bird, and I don't like worms. I like mice.
You ever tried worms?
No.
How do you know that you don't like them, then?
They come out of the doit!
Dirt.
Doit!
Dirt.
Doit! It's dirt!
You mean
they
dirt, Owen.
They eat worms, too.
Okay, Owen, that's enough. Why don't you just eat some fried pickles?
Yeah, I love fried pickles.
You don't have to try worms if you don't want
there's
to.
There's a bird!
Oh, another bird! Another bird!
That's a scissor tail flycatcher.
Oh, did it cut anything?
Long tail.
Does it have a scissor tail? Oh, wow, its tail is very long.
There's some paper to cut, scissor tail flycatcher.
You can often find them on the edges of forests.
Oh.
We are on the edge of a forest.
Oh, yeah, as the prairie starts here.
All right. It'll take a little bit more to get to the pond.
Yeah, let's go to the pond. It gets a little steep up here. Careful. Don't slip.
Wow!
Owen!
Oh, here we go. Got my traction again.
Yep.
Let's walk over here instead
of
right
there. Here's a walking stick.
Oh, yeah. I love walking sticks.
Okay. All right. We got up to the pond.
There's a birdie.
Oh, yeah. A bird in the water.
That's a common gallinule.
A common what?
Gallinule.
Oh, gallinule? A gallon yule? I thought you said gallinule. A gallon bowl.
A gallon bowl.
That's a lot of cereal. Well,
whoa, it looks like it bumped its head and it's bleeding.
It just has a red head, Owen.
That's just the color of its bill.
Oh, its bill's pretty big.
Ooh.
Oh,
Bill?
There's another one.
Bill is my nephew.
Oh, boy.
How are you ever supposed to tell those apart? Why can't you just call it a beak?
You can.
Oh, well, I'm going to call it a beak because Bill is my nephew.
There's not really a big difference between a bill or a beak.
Oh, okay. I'm calling them beaks.
You see that white-cheeked pintail out there?
White-cheeked pintail.
It's a pintail duck with a white cheek.
Oh, well, it is named right. At first, I thought you said a white-cheeked pinwheel, but that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, it
pintail.
You see the American bittern perched in those reeds right there?
Nope.
He's right there.
American?
He's small and he blends in.
Yep, sure does. Don't see him. Nope.
Right there.
Nope.
Yep, right there.
Don't see him.
Right there.
Oh, I do see him!
Oh, right there!
Oh, yeah, I see him.
We are too loud. He flew off.
Oh, yep, there he goes. We scared him.
Should it be a Cocoland bittern? Not an American bittern.
You could name it an American Cocoland bittern if you want.
Named!
All right, it's a Cocoland bittern. All right. Ooh, what's that big pink bird? Is that a flamingo?
That's a roseate spoonbill.
Roseate spoonbill.
Does
well, look
eat
at
cereal?
Its bill. I mean, its beak. It looks like a spoon.
That's why it's named a spoonbill.
Does it eat a bunch of cereal with
sometimes
that?
It seems no. Like Bill is a spoonbill with how much cereal he eats.
Oh, yeah.
Every
I've
morning.
Never actually seen him eat.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
It's getting so late!
Oh, yes, we need to get home in time for dinner! I think your mommy made stew! Well, we should probably get heading down the trail.
Definitely should!
That was a great birding adventure today, though. Thanks for joining us, Caleb!
Anytime.
Alright, and thanks everyone for listening today. We really appreciate it. Make sure you check out Caleb's YouTube channel. It's called Better Birders. We'll put a link in the show notes. You can also check out our website at theamazingcocoland.com for more Cocoland fun. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye!